to 0719-100-404. Spectacular. Let me start with you on this one. Are young people at risk of getting COVID-19?
Yes, sure. Young people are at risk of getting COVID-19 if they do not follow the recommendations that have been given by the leadership and those in the health sector. Youth have an amazing resilience capability, and we can say this is true because our bodies are physically fit and our immune system is still very vital. But then without listening to the proper guidelines that have been given, we are at risk of contracting this disease because this is real and it's contracting anyone regardless of the age, regardless of your sector and your level of education. And so young people are at risk, but then following the guidelines that have been given and observing everything that has been given, washing our hands, keeping fit, boosting our immune system with multiple nutrients and keeping our diet on point, I think youth will do well and stay clear of COVID-19 virus.
Webster, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think youth are equally at risk of contracting the COVID-19 because we have to understand this is the first time we're having such kind of a pandemic. So there are a lot of conspiracy theories that are coming up, a lot of uninformed decisions that are being made. Mm. I think it's always to stay cautious and take yourself as if this disease at any time. Do not try to be someone whom you think might not catch the disease because they've never had such kind of a disease before, so we don't know what can happen.
Uh-huh. The youth are also hands you no go no bata COVID-19. Saka tisa zita macho dozo kuta orwana na Webster na spectacular. Hands in a spectacular. If you follow the guidelines, these are the guidelines: clean your hands often, use soap and water or an alcohol-based hand rub, maintain a safe distance from anyone who is coughing or sneezing. Social distancing issues to do with social distancing. Don't touch your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Cover your nose and mouth with your bent elbow. Tissue when you're coughing or sneezing. Stay home. Stay at home. If you have no business going out, please stay at home. And spectacular, why is good nutrition important in the fight against COVID-19?
Good nutrition is important because ndipo panova masoja emuviri papo ndipo panova kusimbiswa nekudya chikafu chakakwanirana chine a balance in all the nutrients that are needed in a balanced diet. For instance, tikatarisa kuti my fruits, my avocados, my oranges, whatever, they provide vitamins and these are vital in protecting our immune system. People then overlook the fact that good nutrition is important, but they look at the quantity of the food. Mm. In my point here is good nutrition is important because people right now, for instance, I'm trying to give it a situation whereby right now in COVID-19, people are on lockdown. The food is not available to some, and hence people are running forward to get a quantity of much food rather than looking at the quality of the food and how much they can use it to add it into their system and to make sure that they live healthy. So good nutrition is important. People might wail and complain, no, we cannot acquire it. Good nutrition does not mean buying expensive stuff, buying expensive food. Cereals, legumes, mufushwa, mukaka, whatever we get at our homes, it's quite good and it will improve our nutrition and it will improve our body's immune system to fight against COVID-19. Good nutrition is important.
Good nutrition. So it's quantity versus quality. 0719-100-404. Share with us your experiences. How are you maintaining good nutrition at home? Hanzi, it's not about quantity. Kuwanda kwazo. Kana kuti zviyazvo ndatenga zvinodhura zvinodi. Hanzi, mufushwa chaiwo iwoyo. Unogona kubatsira kuti nutrition. Pane varara taurwa panapa. Hanzi, anobatsira masoja emumuviri kudefenda muviri wako. Webster, do you want to say something about this?
Yeah, I understand that most of us we use cars, and the same fuel is used to run our cars is the same way food is used to run our bodies. That is, at a spectacular, we have what you call the immune system at Nayo, Mobot Med, which is there to fight my diseases. Mm. And every power they have, that immune system comes from the food intake, the food that we take. So you mean that even Hippocrates says your food is your king, your food is your medicine. The kind of food that you take determines the kind of lifestyle that you lead and how you can protect yourself from certain kind of diseases or how you can succumb to certain certain kind of diseases. So I think we really need to look into stuff that no chika kutiwone kuti not batira sei pakurwisa COVID-19.
Hanzi na Webster and Adzidza nasi. That's why ndichida kushanda ne my young people. Hanzi, your food is your medicine. 0719-100-404. This is very important. Your food is your medicine. There is information circulating on social media that a concoction of garlic and lemon can cure the coronavirus. What is your comment, Spectacular, or how true is this?
Concoctions are there to assist on the fight against the virus. We cannot say we dismiss them from the picture and say, no, I'm sorry. Or we say they are the right recommendation and they are the right cure of the COVID-19 virus. No. Everyone has a responsibility to form solutions to the problems we're facing as a nation. And hence, the indigenous system of curing and also the modern systems, lemons, whichever, we can all try these as a means of keeping ourselves safe. We cannot dismiss them and say, no, they are no use. At the same time, people should not make a point that these are the right cure, because no one has come up with an exact cure of the COVID-19 virus.
Mm.
So hence, my conclusions are they are based on assist against the virus and the fight.
Mm.
Fight to go.